You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Are you having trouble finding good people? Are you paying great wages but still having trouble keeping great employees? Well, you are in the majority of contractors these days. In today's environment, we need to provide a great working culture in addition to good wages. You've probably heard a lot about culture over the last year or so, but it's really hard to get your hands around exactly what a great culture is. Today, I'm hoping we can put more definition to culture and really give you some tools that you can work on with your company. Remember, great wages is just table stakes in this game. So today we're going to talk about 8 different types of company profiles. And as we go through these, think about your company. Where does your company lie in here? Where are you strong? Where are you weak? So the first company profile I'd like to talk about is the results-based company. Results-based company sets goals, celebrates wins, and they move forward even when falling short of goals. To set goals, I like to use the SMART goal setting system. You can find many different versions of this out on the web, but I like the acronym SMART. S stands for specific, M stands for measurable, A for attainable, R for relevant, and T for timely. Let's go through each one of these one by one. Specific, as far as a sales goal, should be a dollar amount, not a percentage. A dollar amount means more to people. If you say, I want to grow the company 10%, what does that really mean? But if I say I want to grow that company $100,000, that has more meaning to most people. Remember, we can also set production goals or goals for tasks that need to be done. When you can define the time it takes to do that goal or how many of those projects you can do in a day or a week, you know, then you can set a improvement goal on those. And it's very relevant when you can do that. People really will buy in when you can actually set a time and get them involved in setting these goals. The second part of the SMART goal system is measurable. Make sure the goal is measurable. That may sound easy, but when you get into the goal, if you haven't done your homework, you may find out that there's a more accurate measuring system, or you may want to measure it a different way. You don't want to change the way you measure that goal in the middle of the goal cycle. You'll lose a lot of people during that transition. The next part of the SMART goal system is attainable. You got to do your homework for this one. If you're setting a sales goal, look at your last few cycles, whether it's a year or a quarter or whatever, and think about what kind of a goal can be attainable. And then give it a little stretch. It's got to be a stretch. It's got to make people think that this is going to be hard to get there. Think about a calendar year goal. You don't want to hit that goal in October. What are you going to do in November, December? Just add on more dollars to it? That's not going to go over very well. And you don't want to be in October and everybody looking around going, well, we're never going to hit that goal. And then they just ignore it. So you really got to do your homework. Look at your past cycles to see what you did during that cycle and to see what a good stretch would be. The next part of the SMART goal system is relevant. I believe this is the most important part of this, because if you don't have relevancy for everyone that's involved, it's going to be just luck if you hit that goal. So how do you make this goal relevant to everyone? Well, if it's a sales goal, maybe you want to offer a little spiff. Do your homework ahead of time. Think about that goal I talked about before, $100,000. If we hit that $100,000, what net profit would we make off of that? An increase over our normal year. Take 5 or 10% of that and divide it amongst the employees and give it back to them. don't give everybody the same dollar amount, give the, you know, a percentage of their income or something like that. So the better employees will get a little few more dollars than the more entry-level employees. But you got to think, is dollars really what motivates people? It might be what motivates you, but I've worked with people who are very motivated by just the goal. But they want recognition when they win that goal. So how are you going to make it relevant? How are you going to make it important? You need to know your people and know what really drives them to be able to answer that question. So it needs some homework to be able to decide that. And that's the most important part of it. And it's the most difficult part to decide, what can I really do to get these guys and girls excited about this goal? The last part of the SMART goal system is timely. Set a time, a calendar year, a 12-month cycle, a quarter, a week, a month, something like that. It's because, you know, you need to have some kind of time frame to be able to measure this over. So now you're ready to go in front of the company and talk to them about the goal that you've put together. You've done your homework. You've gone through this SMART cycle, and you're going to announce to the company what you're going to do. Well, I like to add one more part to this to really make this more relevant, more important to the company. Let's add an H. Let's call it a SMART goal system.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.